from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want us to have a team that makes the playoffs and has a chance to go big.
Thank you. That was my final question. How excited are you for the season?
Oh, it's, you know, we have a whole new group working together. I'm confident we're building something special, and I just hope it doesn't take too long to show the effects on the field, but we have to be patient. We have a great group of people working together hand in hand, and, you know, we got to make the adjustments.
You will.
But it's cool.
Super cool. It's Robert Kraft. Last week, hopes it doesn't take too long to see things on the field, results on the field.
You will.
But we got to be patient, he said. I feel like Robert Kraft is kind of walking that line of, I don't want it to take too long, but we got to be patient, but I don't want it to take too long, but we got to be patient.
He's checking his heart.
Yeah. How do you balance that if you're the Patriots? I think that's a big question, and a lot of it ties back into Drake May. They have a plan. They have an ideal way that it unfolds. But everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And so how do you respond to that? Because the Patriots, with Jacoby Brissett, are going to get punched in the mouth a lot. So it's hour number two. Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Everybody back. Mego back. Arcan back. Ryan back. We'll take in your phone calls here. 617-779-7937. A lot of discussion in the first hour about the Red Sox. Did this weekend change your outlook at all at the trade deadline? You can weigh in on that at Jones and Mego. You can also dial us up or text us, 37937. I know John Henry's going to sell. I can feel it in my soul no matter what he says. Also, this one, Deja Vu. Nobody's coming. It's up to us. That was the Patriots?
Yes.
That's who that came from last year?
Remember those sweatshirts where Joe Judge special? The front said the first part of it.
What was that? I do remember that phrase, but why did they do that?
I did just thought it was up to them.
He's a great motivator.
Totally. That was like when Adalius Thomas made those humble pie shirts. Remember that?
Yeah.
Whenever the Patriots have to make a shirt with a saying on
boogeyman.
It, it's always something bad. It never goes well.
It's not so hot.
The boogeyman has another good one.
Walter on YouTube says the Red Sox had two of those L.A. games in the bag. They should have been able to take both. Tough luck against a tough team. No reason to panic. Though Jansen's meltdown after a near-perfect season is troubling. Dubs985 in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Agrees. Three bad games. Shouldn't overlook the first half. So you can vote there or weigh in on the phone. 617-779-7937. Can the Red Sox, Patriots rather, not Red Sox, can they exceed expectations? Robert Kraft thinks they're onto something. Can they exceed expectations, and how do they do it, Mego? If they're going to exceed expectations, how do they do it?
So, honestly, I think what they do is going to be less so in their control and more about how things end up around them. And I say that because I've been thinking about the way that we've been talking about their division, the way that we went into this Red Sox season talking about their division. And these teams I think these teams are in very similar positions in a lot of ways with their spending, their ownership, where they've been coming off of years and years of greatness at different levels. But we go into these seasons, just everybody from a national level expecting these teams to suck so bad because the rosters look cheap, or they're spending the money a way that the national reporters don't like. Local reporters also agree, hey, they'd be a lot better off if they went and got this guy, went and got that guy. I'm now coming around to the point of maybe giving this team a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because we can't just sit here and pretend like Tua is Dan Marino down in Miami. And we can't sit here and pretend like a 40-year-old crazy person coming off of an Achilles surgery is going to be like the steadiest presence both in the locker room and under center. And so I look at it and I go, my expectations around the Patriots, if I'm going to look on the bright side, is going to be their division is not going to be as strong as we make it out to be for the past several years, where I've been guilty of going into it and going, well, God, it's a bear of a division. What are you going to do? You know, look at Buffalo. Look at Josh Allen. Like, if you can just get a couple games in your own division, I think you're okay. I think then you're exceeding expectations. I'm not saying okay, like you're going to get a playoff game, but you don't look like the complete joke of the league.
Quick comment in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Our guy Achorn, what expectations? They won 4 games last year. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, people expect Andy Hart thinks they're going 0-17. Like, a lot of people are taking the under on 4.5 wins.
Take?
Yeah, I've kind of bullied him into it.
Okay.
So are you over or under 4.5 wins?
Over.
Okay. Do you have a number?
Yeah, I feel like my number is so Weasley. I'll say 6.
Okay. I don't know what's Weasley about that. I've been at 6 for a while, but how do they exceed expectations?
By winning 6 games?
No, how do they get to 6?
The only way that works, I think, is if the first of all, if Drake May plays, and second of all, if one of these wide receivers, they develop some sort of chemistry with one of these rookies. Because I think we know all we need to know about most of the other wide receivers. Douglas could get better, and I think if he improves, then that could be, you know, something to keep an eye on there. But really what I'm looking at is there going to be a major playmaker here sort of underneath the surface that we don't know about yet, because he's not on the team right now that we know of, unless he's one of these two rookies. And can Drake May unlock that? And if that's something that we start seeing early on, like I think if we see that even in, you know, joint practices or preseason games or whatever, then I'll be encouraged by that. I'll look at that. I'll take that seriously. But that, I think, is the only real way that you're going to see any demonstrable improvement on this offense.
Okay.
And that's what it all stems to.
I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, and Phil wrote about it the other day. We talked about it late last week. Polk is a potential breakout candidate. Like, I feel like they might be onto something with Jalen Polk. And maybe I'm early or I'm taking too much of the cheese on this. It's very early. It's mini camp. And the last two receivers I got excited about that I can remember were N'Keal Harry and Aaron Dobson. So not a great track record for me personally. But I think they might be onto something with Jalen Polk. And it's part of the reason why I wouldn't give up a first rounder for Brandon Ayuk. But I've started to talk myself into their receiver room a little bit. So how do they do it? They got to be competent on defense, and they have to make massive strides on offense, which means middle of the pack on offense. That does not mean they need to be a top 10 offense. They don't need to be a top 10 offense.
They won't be.
They need to be middle of the pack in both. If they're middle of the pack in both, you're going to win 6, 7, 8 games. Like, it's as much as we're like, how are they going to get to 6 wins? Only like 5 teams a year win 6 or less. So maybe they're one of those teams. It doesn't take a lot to get there. It takes competent offense, competent defense. We all think they should be at least competent on defense. Some think they could be a top 5 defense, a top 10 defense, which is too strong for me. Be middle of the pack defense, be middle of the pack on offense, and you'll be middle of the pack in the standings, 6, 7, 8 wins. So that's how I think they get there. I think the defense is there. You have to have Drake May out there because you're not going to win games with Jacoby Brissett. He never has. He never will. So that's a big piece of it. I'm also intrigued by a couple other items that came out here today. And I think it underscores where the Patriots have, I think, strengths, quote unquote, on their roster. ESPN came out with a future power ranking. Next 3 years, how's the team going to do from 2024 to 2026? They do this every year. They pull Dan Graziano, Lou Riddick, Aaron Schatz. We've been playing some cuts from Aaron Schatz over the last week or so. He's pretty bullish on the Patriots, and they're over. Not that they're going to be great, but on over 4.5 wins. He has them for like 7 wins this year, largely on the back of their defense, which would be a way to win games, in theory, though the quarterbacks on the schedule this year are much more difficult. 4 different categories. Quarterback, roster, meaning independent of quarterback, front office and coaching, they're all weighted about 25%. Quarterback's 20, roster's 30, front office 25%, coaching 25%. Patriots came in 26th. The promising thing there to me is the best category on the team is quarterback. And I think that tells you, and it's only 20th in the league, but it tells you that if you're going to go anywhere, it's going to be on improvements at that position. And Drake May's got to be that guy. We looked at the rankings at quarterback last week, Arkin.
Right.
Jeremy Fowler, top 10 quarterbacks. Drake May, traits-wise, looks like some of these quarterbacks. Mac Jones never did. And so I think all of that is part of how you can get there in year one, not 2 or 3 years down the line, Robert, but in year one. And speaking of Robert, and you mentioned their spending, this caught my eye over the weekend. Mike Reese, Patriots cash spending in 2024. Now, did you know this is very lacking like any citation or any specifics, which got my antenna up a little bit, and I love Reese. But the Patriots cash spending in 2024 has totaled $259 million. It's according to Roster Management System, ranking 9th in the NFL. It's been reflected in a flurry of free agent re-signings and signings as a shift to a new regime led the executive vice president of personnel, Elliot Wolf, to be more aggressive in spending. Perhaps most surprising is the Cowboys currently ranked dead last, blah, blah, blah. So all the new contracts they've handed out this offseason, new money in 2024, they're top 10 in the NFL. Now, I wonder what that means. Is that guaranteed money? How much of that is incentivized? How much of that is per-game roster bonuses? And you haven't gotten any better. It's all guys who are already on your team. But I found that to be noteworthy, and it feels like a little bit of Kraft pushing back on the lack of spending. And proof.
You think that was a little, hey, nudge, nudge, check out this.
Yeah,
number.
Oh, hey, by the way, you see how we're in the top 10? I know we have all this cap space. I know everybody doesn't think we spend on our team and that it's not about finance. But look, this is what we've done. This is how we've invested. And so I just find that to be interesting. I think there's a sensitivity there, and it all goes back to me for Drake May. When Robert Kraft says we have a plan, we got to stick to it, but I hope we see the results early. And oh, by the way, we're spending money. I think ownership is feeling the pressure a little bit. I know fans and media largely are chomping at the bit to see a quarterback early. I think he is too. And that's going to be a big factor in getting him out on the field. Robert,
it was not because of finance.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, Jonathan, if they want the quarterback out there, he's going to be out there. That's who they wanted to draft, and that's who they drafted. I'm not sure that's who Elliot Wolf wanted to draft. That's who ownership wanted. And if ownership wants him out there early, he'll be out there early.
Yeah, I'm not sure that when I hear Robert Kraft in that piece at the top that we played, that he's speaking directly about Drake May. I think he's more talking about all of the pieces coming together, all like a first-time head coach and the development of the rookie quarterback and a lot of young players on offense, or just less, I don't know, flashy players, players with less experience, and throwing it all together and saying it's going to take a while for that recipe to get along together. So I don't think it's specifically about Drake May, but I do think it's specifically targeted at the offense, because everybody knows that that's the side of the ball that's a mess, with a little footnote about Jerod Mayo, even though we all sit here thinking Jerod Mayo is going to have a couple years, right?
No.
No?
I don't think.
You don't
I don't
think he'll have 2 years?
A couple is in two, I think,
no,
yes.
I don't.
You don't think he'll have 2 years to figure out?
And he thinks they're going 0-17. If they go 0-17, is he going to survive the year?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I think
definitely
will.
Not.
I don't think he's getting fired after
like
1 year, no matter what.
With him
Kraft,
overseas.
Kraft is way too into the Jerod Mayo thing,
yeah, if they,
for him to fire him after 1 year. Kraft looked bad.
If they win a game, they're not going to stick with him.
I think they will.
They go winless. How many coaches get fired after 1 year in the league? It happens like once an offseason.
How many of them get handpicked by the owner who was already on the staff and who they hired in another thing?
Already on the staff, none of them. They all get handpicked by the owner. That's how you pick your head coach. And so, like, to me, it's been like three off seasons in a row where a coach gets fired after 1 year. I don't think Mayo has a long leash, to answer your question.
I think he has 2 years.
Okay. That's not a super
2 years.
That's still not a super long leash, but I don't even think it's that long.
1 year is like antsy. Oh, they got to figure it out together. It's his first year. Second year is there better be some results here. We better at least be talking about making it to the playoffs. Because they're not making it to the playoffs this year.
No, definitely not. And I think that with Mayo in particular, Robert Kraft made such a big show about hiring him and about all that stuff that I think if they bail on that after 1 year, that would make
them on the front of the media today.
Yeah, that would make them look. They wouldn't do that just because
like,
what it make them look
Patriots yearbook
like. Yeah.
Today. He's the cover of it.
That would make them look. I think in their mind, that would make them look worse than going 0-17 is if they fired him after 1 year.
My guess is Urban Meyer was all over the Jaguars literature when they hired him.
And but everybody said that was a mess from the jump.
A lot of people didn't want
that job.
A lot of people are saying that about Jerod Mayo, that it's a mess right from the jump. And so I don't think he has the long leash. I can name him. Andy Hart was saying it last week. Gresh says it every single day. People on this radio station are saying that.
Gresh says that because he's in love with Bill.
Well, it's fine. I didn't say why people are saying it. I just, people are saying it. 617-779-7937. How do the Patriots exceed expectations? You want to add in Jerod Mayo and your expectations for him? How long is his leash? We can get to all of it here. Arcan, with the latest in trending, and when we come back, a timeline for Drake May and when they need to get help for Drake May. That's right after trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.